For thy name is mighty and great, Yahweh. And as we enter into the tabernacle to bless you and to praise you, we thank you for the blessed assurance, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel. We do bless you for all that you have done, with your tender, watchful care as you have watched over us all. You have preserved us and kept us this day. Cause us to be enlightened, to understand your purpose for man. And for that we are eternally thankful for that, Yahweh. We ask you to bless your people here in this gathering tonight, and those that are scattered throughout the nations of the world, to look upon them mightily and give them great strength, and give them resolve in the inward parts as we battle continuously against the contingent powers of darkness with a continuous onslaught against the integrity of your truth, who you are, and your purpose that you have prescribed for man. So we thank you, Yahweh, that Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel, has settled all things by the power of the Ruach. And we thank you for that. So help us tonight as we rejoice in the tabernacle, those that listen by the live internet stream, Sister Tucker and the children there in Kentucky, those that are listening in other parts, we pray for them. I do want to acknowledge Sister Hawkins there in Jamaica, that you strengthen her and help her down there, Yahweh, and to touch the young man, Brother Noel, to give him strength. We pray for the young man that called yesterday, Brother Randolph, as he battles against the powers of darkness, as the thorns of his flesh presses against him. We ask you to help him and to strengthen, to deliver in a mighty way. Let the ears of the hearers receive your truth. Receive it with a great excitement. Receive it with great delight. To know that you have spoken unto your house, that we may take full assurance with great confidence that you will meet every need. You will cause us to blossom in a time of great dearth in the earth. We bless you for that. In the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we give strength unto your word tonight, that it may bless every heart, and that the speaker may speak of the power of your unction. In the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we bless you, and we thank you, Yahweh. And all the saints cried, Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Come on in, shout Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Yes. For it is your mercies that are sufficient, Yahweh. And for that we thank you this Wednesday eve as we gather here in the tabernacle. I do pray that you anoint your manservant, that he may speak with great clarity in the hearts of your people, the heart, one heart, may be enriched and enlightened, that we may prepare ourselves for the great battle that is ahead. Bless those that are listening by the live stream. We ask all things in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel. We bless you forevermore. And all the saints said, Hallelujah, way. Hallelujah, way. Look to your neighbor and say to your neighbor, help me to love you. I need to be taught. I do. Yahweh bless you. You may be seated. What a profound truth in this hour. Men, we tend to exercise our emotions and our natural carnal feelings, but we do not know the essence of the power of Almighty Yahweh. For that, I'm very thankful tonight, and I do bless him for all that he is doing, and how that he will open up the understanding of his people in this hour, because we need understanding. The generation that is very ignorant, it doesn't know. It's a generation that is not willing. It cannot be taught because the heart is not open to receive from Yahweh. It's a generation that resists, reject, fight adamantly against Him. And it has no conscience of the things that it is doing. It has no fear. We see that in the younger generation, the sons and the daughters. We see that their mindset of the mind is so corrupt that it doesn't know Yahweh. This is a generation that is very discontent. Well, how do you know that? That's why we have such oppression and suppression and depression today. That's why the pharmaceutical industries are banking on this thwarted and this mindset that is totally twisted. And there's a reason why people are full of displeasure today. There's a reason why they are very discontent. There's a reason why they murmur and complain and they gripe about everything. It is not the external things that are causing them to respond in that fashion. It is literally what is in the heart of the person that causes them to be very depressed and to be very discontent, cause failure when it comes to trusting Yahweh. It is a generation that doesn't trust Yahweh. It has no confidence in Him at all. Now, it certainly relies upon the strength and the nature of the flesh. The flesh is corrupt. It will deceive you, and it will forsake you. It has no enduring strength. It has no power to sustain you at all. There is no power in the flesh without the living viability of the power of Yahweh's Ruah, His Spirit. And so we have a mind today that is far removed from Yahweh. It is very depressed. It is a mind that is oppressed. It is a mind that is filled with displeasures. It is a mind that cannot be satisfied. And it is a mind that cannot be pleased today. And Scripture gives us reason why man is in that dilemma and in that predicament. It is in Scripture. We must be content and very satisfied with all that Yahweh does. And you will know that you are full and you have an unfailing strength when there is not a seed of murmuring and complaining and bickering against Yahweh. He was very displeased with the house of Israel. He brought them out with a great showing of His might, mighty, powerful move, that He destroyed the very power of the Egyptians. He brought them down to nothing. There was no natural army upon the face of the earth or power that could have dethroned Pharaoh. It had to come from the one that was mightier than Pharaoh, because Pharaoh was classified as a God, a Lord, a supreme being. And the only one that could overthrow him or dethrone him was one that was more powerful than him. And Yahweh did a mighty work to make His name known. And yet the works that He did, the children of Israel, they went right into the wilderness, and their heart and the heart of the people was very discontent with Yahweh. And so they began to murmur and to complain. They began to speak against the works of Yahweh. So they erected them a god and said, "We shall say that this is the God that delivered us out of the hands of the Egyptians." And so they forsook the very works that Yahweh had done to make Himself known unto them. They denied that. Now this is the same type of mindset in this generation. It is the same kind of generation. And when one becomes discontent,
When Yahweh doesn't satisfy his heart, he will never be satisfied. He can never be filled with the thrill of Yahweh. And there is no other thrill but the excitement of the knowledge of his truth. And knowing that this earthen tabernacle shall be dissolved, there can be only one hope and one assurance of security, and that is found in Scripture. I want to read what Shaul as he wrote unto Timothy, battling there with such a rebellious house, a people that resisted truth, a people that wanted to integrate their pagan traditions, and that's the way this generation is. We are a generation that want to integrate our pagan traditions, our folklores, our family traditions into the way of Yahweh, and it doesn't work. There is only one true way. Yahweh has given us understanding of that way and enlightenment through Yahshua HaMashiach. So as Shaul writes unto Timothy, to encourage him, that he may be strengthened, that he was assured as to whom he was, and the purpose that Yahweh had called him, he wanted to let him know that there's a great advantage when a righteous man is content with what Yahweh has done and is doing. There's a tremendous advantage for us. If we have the righteous Torah of Yahweh dwelling in us, and that our hearts are thoroughly satisfied with what Yahweh is doing. This is a generation that is not satisfied. They can never be satisfied. Their heart can never be content. It is always a murmuring, a word of discontent. There's so much displeasure today, and yet man is trying to do everything he can to find pleasure. And Shaul speaking unto Timothy, he says, in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 6, he tells him, with great reverence or Shabbat guarding, one that regards the instructions of Yahweh with reverence, with this great respect, with contentment, it is great gain. It is just not a gain, but there is an immeasurable gain when one regards the teachings of Yahweh, when one applies them to that heart, and one respect what Yahweh says, and he is content with that, there's a great gain. There's a strength that is unfailing. He is not one that is given over to the weak elements of this world. He has a tremendous strength that is unfailing. So when one will not murmur, when one will not complain, one knows that he or she is living in the righteous Torah of Yahweh's truth. And HaMashiach is the strength of that revelation. He is the power and the life of it. And to have that, to regard what he speaks to us, and to have the witness of this Ruah of Yahshua, that the witness of the Torah is truth, he says to us with a righteous life, there's a great gain. You have great gain if you are content. If you are pleased with what I am doing, if you can hear what I am doing, you will be very pleased. The reason that many are not pleased is because they cannot hear Yahweh. They cannot hear what the Ruach speaks in this hour. And that is one thing that he does when he speaks. It causes a soothing. It causes our hearts to be at ease. And so this is a generation that cannot even hear Yahweh. It doesn't know Yahweh, and it has no understanding of whom Yahweh is. So one having this reverence and respect unto the truth of Yahweh with contentment, to be satisfied, to be pleased with what Yahweh is doing, to rely upon that enduring strength, unfailing strength of His Word, because His Word endureth forever. It shall never fail. Everything that this generation offers to us, it fails. It fails us. It brings no measure of strength. I do not care if it's homes, land, and riches. It brings no measure of strength at all. It brings no closeness to Yahweh. It brings no love for Him. And it certainly does not make the heart content. I was telling the saints yesterday in the dining hall, A young man called me from Florida. He began to tell me of his life. He was drafted by the Major League Baseball Association in the fourth round, right out of high school. And they gave him close to $250,000, simply the signing bonus. And he began to splurge on all the things that he thought would excite his heart. And none of those things brought pleasure. Not any of them at all satisfied his heart one iota. And yet Yahweh has stripped him of all of those things. And he finds himself more content and more satisfied now without those added bondages that brought him low and separated him from the truth of Yahweh. So man's heart must be content. You will know when one's heart is content. They will not murmur or complain. They will not try to take advantage to satisfy the component of their flesh. You destroy it. You bring it subjected unto the Torah of Yahweh. Because it must be destroyed. The strength, the element of our flesh must be destroyed. It is arrogant. It is full of pride. It is haughty. It is self-righteous. It will not abide by any law at all. So it must be destroyed. The element of the flesh must be destroyed. Because it has no righteous law about it at all. There's nothing beyond the will of the flesh. It will do anything. Now we may think that we will not, but it will do anything. When there is no power to govern it, it will do anything. Just like Mr. Crespi, that he butchered his two children. So our flesh will do anything. That is why it must be brought under the control of the Torah of Yahweh. Shaul goes on to say, understanding that you brought nothing into the world. What did we bring into the world? We brought no substance, no riches. So why shall a man labor all his life for something that he can never hold fast to? We brought nothing into this world, and he affirms this and confirms it, and it is certain you will carry nothing out. I do not care what you hoard, what you try to get in this life. It is a sure fact you're not going to take anything out. And so what he was trying to express us to be content, to be satisfied with what Yahweh is doing for you, because he wants to be our Abba. He wants to show us that he can supply all of our needs according to his riches and his power. Now that is what he wants. And he wants us to be content, to be satisfied with him. That there be no displeasureness in our hearts. That we will lash out against him or question what he is doing. That this is a generation that does it frequently. So it is certain that you brought nothing. Naked you came into this world, and you certainly shall leave naked. It is certain that you are going to leave this world. You're going to die. Life in this form is going to cease for us all, whether we believe it or not. And so what Shaul was saying, why labor for something that has no relevance in life at all? Why expend all of your life trying to accomplish something that has no value at all? It has no value, none whatsoever. It doesn't bring any kind of contentment. Because if that was the case, as I read the article of Mr. Crespi, a man that was a college graduate, his wife, making an enormous amount of money, living in a very plush suburban neighborhood, and yet there was a disorder in the man's mind. He was not content. He was not satisfied. And so depression. Most of America today is depressed. Prozac and the drugs are twisting their minds and twisting their ability to think. Because they do not have the mind of Yahshua HaMashiach. Their minds are twisted. They cannot function right. They do not know how to function They cannot deal with any kind of pressures at all. Jahu says, to have a righteous Torah, a righteous governing law in your heart, with great contentment. With contentment is great gain. There's nothing more valuable than that. Nothing. Why? Because you brought nothing, and you're not going to take anything out of the world. You brought no riches in the world, and you're not going to take any out. I do not care what Mr. Gates amassed in this life. I do not care what Mr. Buffett amassed in this life. It is certain he will take nothing out of this world. Nothing. There's nothing that he can covet to take with him to be a strength in the midst of death. Nothing at all. And so what Yahweh wants us to understand, that our hearts must be thoroughly pleased with Him. And what He is orchestrating, or what He is doing in our lives, it must be thoroughly pleased with Him. It must be satisfied. We must have an unfailing love for Him. Our pleasures must be unfailing as we delight in everything that He does. And that's what He wants. And that is what the contentment of Yahweh is. It is unfailing. It is one that will not murmur or speak against Him. But it's the heart that will love Him and be strengthened by the assurance that He speaks unto us. He says in verse 8, He says, knowing this now, having food and clothing, He said, let us be content that we have this unfailing strength, that we be strong, and that what Yahweh does is sufficient. It's more than enough. That we are very satisfied. That our heart is very content. That we're very glad having food and clothing. He said, be content with these. With these things, simply be content. Do not allow your faith to fail you. Having food and raiment, that should be enough to assure us and keep that unfailing strength of Yahweh abounding in us. It's a generation and a mindset today that has been altered by the powers of hell. We saw that with Yahshua when Satan tried him and he offered him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. He said, all of this will be yours if you bow down and acknowledge that I am the God of this world. And that's what many are doing today. They are selling their birthright for things that will never strengthen them. These things that the enemy offers, it causes one to be taken under great burdens, great stress. That is what it costs. One having a $600 a month house payment, $500 a month car payment, and every other expense, and it's barely enough to meet those expenses. Those things do not bring contentment. It brings displeasure. It brings hardship and agony from week to week. So having food and raiment, he said, be content. Why we must be content? Do we understand why we fall into certain temptations? He says in verse 9, but they that will be rich fall into temptation and a trap or a snare. And that is what Christendom teaches today, doesn't it? That their God wants them to be rich. Yahweh doesn't want us to be rich. He wants us to be rich in faith. He wants us to be content with what we have. Food and raiment. He said, I want your heart to be satisfied. I want that unfailing strength to abound in you. So one that desires to be rich will fall into temptation and a trap and into many foolish and hurtful lusts. That's what they fall into. Their heart can never be satisfied. There is always something beyond the means of their ability. And so they fall into foolish lusts and hurtful lusts that their heart can never be satisfied with those things. Never at all. He said, which plunge men into destruction and perdition. Now that is what it does. It causes a man to fall into destruction. And it causes him to plunge into perdition. That his mind is so adamant against Yahweh that he is set on the course of darkness. He is set on a course of destruction, and he will never understand the power of Yahweh's truth. And that is why we see in this nation, it is a nation that invites everyone to come and to be rich. And we find many falling into foolish temptations and all kinds of lusts and many hurtful things that they are doing to try to acquire what we call riches in this land. What Yahweh wants from his house is to have a heart that is thoroughly satisfied. A heart that realizes that every day he gives us breath. He gives us purpose every day. And that purpose is to make known the mighty power of his strength. To make known his might and his ability. And the diverse lusts and temptations cause a man to strive in his own mastery, in his own skillfulness, and his own arrogance, in his own pride, in his own denial, his own self-righteousness, that he say, look at what I have done, not what Yahweh has strengthened me to do. Because we cannot do anything unless we are in Yahshua HaMashiach. For that is the strength to accomplish the will of Yahweh. And if we are not in him, we cannot do anything at all. So a generation that is very discontent. It is a generation that is falling headlong into darkness. It is a generation that everything is dysfunctional. The families are dysfunctional. Parents give their children every kind of trinket there is, and they are still not content. The heart is still not satisfied. There's still displeasure. There is still animosity and fighting between the parents and the children today. It is a very dysfunctional society. The society is dysfunctional. It doesn't operate and function in the Ruah of Yahweh. Children cannot even talk to their parents. Parents cannot even converse with their children. Now that is not the scripture way. Because scripture tells us what a parent must do. And the responsibility and the order of a child. They're not content. They're not content. And the reason they're not content is because they cannot hear. This generation that doesn't understand. I want to remind you, you're not taking anything out of this earth. You're going to die naked. You're going to leave this earth naked. You're not taking any measure of anything that you think will strengthen you on your journey. You're not taking one thing at all. And so it's of no value at all. What Shaul is trying to convey is that our lives, it just consists of a vapor smoke. And the value of our lives is far greater than trying to ascertain or trying to get the riches of this life. Because you're not going to take $1 with you. If you make $50 billion, you're not going to take it with you. If you buy a house like Mr. Tiger Woods, $36 million. He purchased a house the other day. $36 million. He cannot take one slither of a brick with him once he dies. He cannot take one copper penny with him when he dies. Why? Because he brought nothing into this world but a naked body. And that's the way he's going out naked too. You came naked and you're going out naked. You came with nothing and you're leaving with nothing. Why? Because the earth and the fullness thereof, it belongs to Yahweh. We own nothing at all. We own nothing but our being, and we ought to know how to possess that in the true fear of Yahweh being set apart from the corruption of the world. So there is nothing we are going to take. And the mastery of the enemy of darkness, it causes men to strive for things that have no value. Things that will not bring contentment. And that is the spirit of Christendom and how it has corrupted many in this hour. That they are striving for masteries and striving for the riches of this world. And Yahweh says, I give you food now. And you have raiment. He said, what I want you to do is be content. He gave Israel foods. Their shoes did not even tear up on their feet. Their clothing grew with them, their shoes. They had no bunions or no corns, anything like that. And he did that to bring them to a place of pure contentment. And if they had been content with Yahweh, there would have been nothing they would have been willing to do. And because we're not content, there's not anything we're willing to do for it. We're not willing to suffer. We're not willing to endure. We're not willing to be ostracized. We're not willing to be rejected. So we're not willing to do anything for him. We want to be accepted. We want to be acknowledged. We want to be a part of the social events and the social activities that brings nothing. Produce no life at all. Produce no happiness, no abundance or satisfaction. It doesn't produce those things. Yahweh says, a righteous man having food and raiment. I want you to be content with that. And when a man is simply content, when a righteous man is content, there's a great gain that he possesses. It's greater than all the wealth of Mr. Gates. It's greater than all the wealth of Mr. Buffett, the Sultan of Brunei. It is greater than all of those riches that men believe are great. And that will be a great strength to them. They have no strength at all. Yahweh wants us to be content. He wants us to understand what a great advantage there is when we are content. When we are in that perfect condition in life, whereby we trust Him. And we certainly wait upon Him to fulfill all that He has spoken and said that He would fulfill. And we have that condition, or we are conditioned in life that we know that all of our support and our aid comes from Him. He wants us to know that. He feeds the sparrows. He wants us to know without Him causing even the seed to produce, you cannot have any food at all. He is the one that supplies all things, whether one is unrighteous or whether one is righteous. And He wants us that are righteous to know that He is doing this, so I want you to be pleased with me. That's what contentment is. Simply to be pleased with Yahweh. A mind that is committed unto Him. A heart that trusts Him. And everything that He does, you're pleased with it. Whatever thing that He does in your life, you are pleased with Him because you trust Him. There's nothing like contentment. And this is a generation that has lost every fiber of it. And there's a reason why. I want to move. Shaul says in Philippians chapter 4, that we ought to express this contentment in every aspect of our lives, regardless to what the condition is. Look at what he says now in Philippians chapter 4, Philippians chapter 4, verse 10. I want to begin reading. Shaul says, he tells the saints, but I rejoice in Yahweh greatly. My heart rejoices in Yahweh. He said that now at the last, your care for me has flourished again. Wherein you were also concerned, but you lacked the means. Now that is what he is saying in that text. He said, my heart rejoices and I rejoice in Yahweh to know that there was a time that you desired to assist me. And you were not able to do it. And now Yahweh has blessed you with the substance whereby you can assist me in this labor of love that Yahweh has put in my heart. He goes on to say in verse 11, Philippians, chapter 4, verse 11. He says, not that I speak in respect of want. There's nothing I need. There's nothing I desire. You know, I say that often because there's nothing that I want. There's nothing that I need. Now, there are things that we get or I may get that may assist in a certain production here. But there is nothing that I need. I have no respect of need. I don't need a 6,000 square foot house. I don't need a fleet of cars. I don't need 500 suits and 200 pair of shoes. I don't need that. So he said, I have no respect at all of what. There's nothing that I can think of that I want, that I must have. He said, I don't speak that way, for I have learned. He said, I have learned in whatsoever state I am. Are we that way? Regardless of our condition, He said, whatever state that I am in, I have learned therewith to be content, to be happy with my lot, to thank Yahweh for what he has done. I have learned. I understand. It is a rich blessing in my heart. I have learned that whatever state I am in, therewith to be content. He said, I know both how to be poor. That is what he is saying. I know how to be abased, not to have anything, to be poor. I want you to hear this. I know how to be poor, and I know how to be rich, how to have abundance. I know how to have both. I have gone through and experienced many things. That is what Shaul is saying. I've experienced much. I know what it is to have no bread, to be hungry. And I know what it is to have an abundance of bread. That at times I want to loathe it. He said, both to be full, I know how to be hungry. Both to have plenty and to suffer need. Now we are a generation that do not know how to suffer need. We don't know how to suffer need. Even if we fast for a few hours, our bellies began to speak against that position. We try to find some reason to soothe it. So we don't know what it is to have need. We don't know what it is to lack. You know what it is to suffer. Shaul says, I know how to be poor. I know how to be rich, to have more than is sufficient. And I know how to be full. And I know how to be hungry. Because all these things I have experienced it. We have not experienced anything like that. We have not experienced any kind of trials, afflictions. And that is why we are not content. We have not learned anything. And he always says, I want you to learn, and you must learn. Yahshua, although he was a son, was he not? But he learned obedience by what the things that he suffered, what he endured. And because we are not willing to suffer for him, we have not learned much. We have not learned how to be satisfied. We have not learned how to be pleased with what he has done. This is a world and a nation that has displeasure in everything. There's no pleasure in nothing at all. There's no pleasure in the death of a kedushim, a saint. And Yahweh says it's a pleasurable thing in his sight. And it pleased Yahweh to bruise HaMashiach. We're not willing to be bruised. We're not willing to suffer anything for him. Because we're not content. We are not satisfied with him. We are not pleased with what direction he takes our lives. We are not satisfied with the course that he has put us on. And so the food and raiment to have every need met, it doesn't satisfy us. Why? Because we have allowed our eyes to be consumed with the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of this world and every kind of vile lust therein, and you become very unfruitful. This is an unfruitful generation. Has very little fruit. No love. No kindness. No compassion. No personality, none whatsoever, none at all. It doesn't have that. It's a generation that is very sterile. It has no proper attitude. It doesn't possess that. Because the only way that one can go from the mediocre or the principles of math to something that is much complex, they must begin at the principles. 1 + 1 = 2. And we don't want to begin there. We don't want to begin with our own motive, our own heart. And the thing that impedes us above all things, it is your own heart and the sin that is in you. It is the sin that is in you. And that's why we can't be content. That's why our hearts are not pleased. That's why we can't suffer lack. If we don't have, we murmur. That's why even when we have, we still murmur. And you always say, have food and raiment, having that, be content. Let me move. Shaul says, he says in verse 13, he said, I have the strength to do all things through HaMashiach who strengthened me. He tells us, notwithstanding, you have done well, that you did share doing my affliction. So he esteemed them, that they had done well. In my affliction, you did share, and you did care for me. You did look after me, and I was in your heart, and you were thoughtful. You understand that is the principle of community life. That we understand that the need of each one is met. No one lives more abundantly than others. But we all live the same. That we all have the same attitude. That we all are content. Whether you have $5 or no dollars. If you have 50 or you have 10. That we should have that kind of contentment. That we should be satisfied with what Yahweh is doing. And you get 50, you exhaust that, that's not enough. You get 500, you'll exhaust that like you do 50. You get 1,000, you will exhaust that like you do 10,000. It makes no difference at all. I will show you in Scripture. Because Scripture says that. David tells us in Tehillim 37 verse 16. He says, a little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. The little that a righteous man possesses, because he possesses it with great contentment. It is greater than the riches or the many riches of many wicked. The value of a righteous man with great contentment, there is nothing like it. And so this is the opposite of what is taught in Christendom and religions today. Be rich and you will be content. Riches never bring contentment. It brings many hurts. It opens you up to every kind of lust and every kind of vile thing there is. Every kind of corruption. Every kind of seduction there is. It opens you up unto that. Yahweh wants us to have the mind and the hearts that He intends for us to have. And it's one of great contentment. It's one that the mind will never fail. For the attachment or the love of Yahweh. That man will always be attached to Him. The heart will always be intrigued as to what He speaks to us. That's contentment. It is an unfailing caring for Him. It is a mind that it is always in tune with Yahweh. Because you know that He has given you bread today. You know He has put clothes on your back. And your heart is very content. You're very satisfied. Just to have that, you're very satisfied. Because you know what the rich is going to do? They're going to draw you away. They're going to remove you away from Yahweh. It's not going to increase your love for Him. Now whatsoever. I said to the young man that called me, I said, all of those riches you possess, it did not bring you any measure of love for Yahweh. It did not draw you closer to Him. It separated him from his family. And they all were divided because they thought that he should buy them things. And that's the way it works. That's what it produces. It produces that. It doesn't produce any kind of compassion and any kind of caring. Contentment. A righteous man content. Satisfied with his lot. Pleased with what Yahweh is doing. His heart is thoroughly satisfied. He doesn't fret himself because of evildoers. And that's the generation. And that's the generation that we're in. We're fretting ourselves because of the evil doers. And we are envious. We want to be like them. And we are envious of the workers of iniquity. They work iniquitous things. They are total lessness. And they do things. They get gained. And we become envious of that. Yahweh said, no, I want you to be content. He said, oh, don't trouble yourself because of them. Don't let them bother you. Don't let that move you. Now, brothers and sisters, you all know that Scripture is true. You see those that you went to school with, and they're boasting in what they possess. You will almost fret because of that. It makes you wonder, what have you done with your life? Well, your life is not your own. You have no control of life. You cannot command breath. You cannot command strength. You cannot command the ability to walk. You have no strength or power over life. No whatsoever. And so when you began to see them arraying in their fineries, in their trinkets, in their things, you began to fret yourself. You begin to wonder, well, what have I done? Why should not I have those things? I don't want those things. They bring no strength. They will do anything to get it. They will lie. They will cheat. And they will do anything to get those things. And Yahweh tells us to have food and raiment. I want your heart to be very content and to be satisfied. And He gives us strength in Tehillim. He tells us in chapter 37, verse 16, a little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many. Why? For the arm of the wicked shall be broken, but Yahweh upholds the righteous. Their riches are going to tumble. He said their strength is going to fail them. But I will uphold or strengthen the righteous. Verse 19, Yahweh knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be for season. Now, the upright, their inheritance is forever. The unrighteous, they have no inheritance at all. He said, they shall not be ashamed in the evil time. Now, we ought not to be ashamed in this evil time. We should not feel or sense that we are less than someone because they have some metal or some tin. That is a very ignorant type of mentality. My worth is not based upon some clothing or a pair of shoes. My value is not based upon some brick and mortar. That's not my value. Yahweh doesn't value us that way. In the day of famine, they shall be satisfied. We that are righteous in the day of famine, we shall be enriched. And this is an hour of famine. Famine for what? Not for the eating of bread. And this is an obese generation. It's a generation that is malnourished. It's a generation that has no strength. They eat, but they have no strength. They eat, but they don't get enough. They eat, and the bodies are disfigured. He said, but in the time of famine, you're going to be enriched. Your mind is going to be stable. Your strength is going to be unfailing. You're going to be content. You're going to be satisfied with food and raiment. You're going to be rich. You're going to have enough. Because you will know that I am the one that's doing this. That is what the whole issue is about. That we know that it is Yahweh and that we truly trust Him. And that we have great confidence in Him and that we wait upon Him. We don't fret ourselves because of evil men. We don't look at them because we perceive that they are on the upper mobility. They are not on the upper mobility. Why? Because death is imminent. And they shall not take anything from this earth. It all belongs to Yahweh. Even the wicked belongs to Him. And He's not going to allow any man to do that. You're not going to take one slither of a piece of metal when you die. You can't hold on to it. You may be holding on to it when you die. But believe me, the hand shall become unclenched. And you will let it go. So you came in the world naked. And you're going to die. What Yahweh wants us to understand, to be content, to know that I am doing this and to be happy with what I'm doing, understanding your position in life, and we see that every day, don't we? We see them dying and leaving this world. There was a wreck down in Florida, 7 children killed on a school bus, went out into eternity. Life has an end. And you may think because I'm 18 or 19 or 21, I have many years left. That's not so. When one gives oneself over unto foolishness and the frivolity, you're going to die before your time. A young man other day, a college student, died because his friends fed him a lethal cocktail of ecstasy, cocaine, methamphetamine. And the young man, 3 days later, he's dead. Now these are his friends. This is the reality of a twisted, demented generation. Because it doesn't know Yahweh. Has no fears of Yahweh at all. It is not content. It is not happy with what Yahweh is doing. And so what He's going to do, He's going to bring down the whole stay of bread. Their strength. Bread is a metaphor of strength. He's going to bring it down. And he's doing that in this nation. This day, America shall fall, and everything that we know of this nation shall not be. It is going to crumble, whether you believe that or not. They have your minds in the position to control them the way they want to. They love for you to believe fantasy things. They love for you to be entertained by the Super Bowl and Kobe Bryant scoring 100 points. That is what they want to bring you under, the trivial insignificance of this life. And they control your mind with trivial things. Who's sleeping with who? Who's having whose baby in whore wood? That's what they do. Yahweh said, I want you to be content. And that is something we must learn, how to be content. Whether you're poor or rich, you learn how to be satisfied with what Yahweh's doing. You learn how not to complain or to murmur. Your condition, your lot in life, you just bless Yahweh for that. Now, we're not satisfied. There's a reason why. I want to deal with that. In Micah chapter 6. Micah chapter 6 and verse 9. I want to show you why you're not satisfied. Why you cannot be satisfied. And why you will never be satisfied. Micah chapter 6 and verse 9 it says, Yahweh's voice cries to the city, and the man of wisdom shall see your name. That man of great understanding shall know the name of Yahweh. He shall see his name. He shall desire to know it, and he shall seek it. Only those that are wise. He says, listen you, the rod, and who has appointed it? It is one thing that a wise man does. He only seeks those things that are truth. He wants to know that. Micah chapter 6 verse 9, verse 10. Are there yet the treasures of wickedness in the house of the wicked? Do they have treasures, the wicked? And the scant measure that is abominable. It all measures up to a scant measure, and it's very vile and abominable what Yahweh says. He said, shall I count the impure with the wicked balance? Those that are walking in hypocrisy, they're not sincere. Their lives do not emanate me. Their balance is false, it is carnal, and they're trying to walk in some spiritual law. He said, shall I count them pure that walk with the wicked balance and with the bag of deceitful weight? They're deceitful. Their words are deceitful. They're cunning. They're crafty. Now you judge your own heart and see how cunning you have been and how crafty and how deceitful you've been. You speak one thing to this one and you deal with this one this way, and you with this one, and then you have come against that one with this one, and your weight is deceitful and your balance is not true. Yahweh says, shall you be pure in my sight? Shall all of your riches, your friendship, your association, all of those things, he said, it's a scat, it's nothing but a scat measure. It's abominable. It's filthy. He says in verse 12, he said, for the rich man thereof are full of violence. He's wicked. The rich man doesn't care about anyone. He's full of violence. We see that throughout the world. We see what the rich man does, how he actually enslaves the poor man. So his heart is full of violence, and the inhabitants thereof have spoken lies. The people have spoken lies, and their tongue is deceitful in their mouth. Yahweh says, therefore also will I make you sick in smiting you, and making you desolate before because of your sins. He said, I'm going to bring you down. I'm going to smite you because of your sinful ways, your wickedness, and your corruption. I'm going to bring you down. He says in verse 14, you shall eat, but not be satisfied. You're going to eat, but your heart will not be content. We have bread, but we're not content. He gives us a spiritual truth, but we're not content. He said, you're going to eat, but you're not going to be satisfied. Why? Because of your sins. He has made you desolate. And when a land is desolate, it cannot produce anything. It's barren. There's no life there at all. He said, and your inside, this is you. He's dealing with us. He said, your inside is full. And your inside shall be full. And your inside shall be full. And your inside shall be full. Is that what it says? Is that what it says? Say it, son. You're the only one listening, huh? And your inside shall be what? Michael, chapter 6, verse 14. And your inside shall be empty. This is an empty generation. It has nothing. He said, your inside shall be empty, and you shall store up, but nothing shall be saved, but not saved. He said, and that which you have saved, I will give it to the sword. The wicked shall take it. You're not going to have anything. Why? Because of the sins of the people. Michael chapter 6, verse 14, M-I-C-A-H. I hope you all can find that. All right. He says, you shall sow, but you shall not reap. You shall tread the olives, but you shall not anoint you with the oil, the sweet wine. You shall not drink the wine. Why? Look at this now. He said, for the statutes of Omri are kept. Your pagan religious principles are kept. Your traditions, your pride, your arrogance. And all the words of the house of Ahab, and you walk in their counsel. He said, that I shall make you desolate, and your inhabitants thereof a hissing. Therefore you shall bear the reproach of my people. He said, because you have denounced the statutes of Yahweh, His ordinance, His truth. Because you hold fast to the ordinance on the statutes of Omri, your pagan rituals and your rites, you have denied the truth of Yahweh. He said, I'm going to make you desolate. You're going to be empty. There shall be nothing in you. And you can look at one and tell when one is empty and when one is full. You can tell when one has a fullness of his truth and his ruah in them and one that is empty. You can tell that. And he said, you're going to be empty. There will be nothing inside, nothing at all. This is a generation that has nothing. And that's why it's been filled with every kind of vile thing there is. When an unclean spirit goes out of a man, it goes and it searches and it looks for a place. And it comes back and it finds that house swept, garnished, and clean. It finds it empty. And it goes back in and take with it seven powers of darkness that are more wicked than that spirit that was cast out. And that is what is happening today. Yahweh has purged a people. He has given them a sense of or a knowledge of truth. And there have been rituals and traditions that have gone out of them. They have abandoned. And yet they began to seek the pleasures of this natural world. And they began to lose sight on Yahweh. And they find themselves worse off than what they were before they ever came to any knowledge of truth. And that is the truth. Whether you accept that or not, they have no ability to discern. Why? Because they're empty. They have no strength at all. And that vile things enters into them. And they're worse off than what they were before they ever started off on the journey. Until we learn the contentment of Yahweh, to be satisfied with what He is doing, to be pleased. You will never be full. You will always be empty. Your heart will never be thoroughly satisfied. You have to learn how to be poor, to be rich, to have like, to have some, and have nothing tomorrow. You got to learn that. And so He takes us through a wilderness journey to get us in a position where we can learn that. And when you begin to murmur and complain and try to make your way, then you are out of His way. Because He makes the way. He makes the way plain. He paves the way. And when you try to make your way, when you try to orchestrate your life, when you say that this is what I will do, He is not even in the picture. Not at all. So He said, you're going to sow, you're going to go, you're going to do your thing, but you're not going to gain anything out of it. You're going to till, but yet the ground shall not yield anything. You're going to strive for your mastery, and yet you will not even eat the fruit of it. There will be no anointing. You will have no strength at all. You're going to grow your olives, and yet you will not even use the anointing of the oils of the olives. And that is what is happening today. Man has totally rejected his truth. Man is not walking in the light of truth. When man is walking in that, when we are walking in that, our hearts will be thoroughly satisfied. We will be content even as Shaul and Kephar, as they were in the prison, or whatever condition or position that they were in, as Shaul said, I have learned. I have learned to bless your way. I have learned to be content. I have learned to be pleased. I have learned to be satisfied. I have learned not to murmur. We're going to have to learn that. And that's why it's going to be a great trial that's going to besiege us. It's going to be a great affliction. We have not learned how to love Him. We have not learned how to be thankful. We have not learned how to offer up the offer of thanksgivings. That's what He asked you to offer up. We have not learned how to open our mouths to Him and make a joyful noise. We have not learned how to praise Him. We have not learned how to acknowledge Him. We have not learned how to bless Him. And you think you're going into the kingdom. You're not going, I'm telling you. You're not going anywhere. You're dysfunctional. You have no sense of whom He is. And you don't even know Him. How much you said that the people of Yahweh, they hear His voice. They know His voice. The stranger they will not follow. We're following every kind of strange voice that speaks to us. We follow His voice. His word is sure. And His word is a discipline. We hear the voice that calls us to become undisciplined. We're not hearing the voice of Yahweh. And that is the truth. He said, because of your sins, because of your corruption, you cannot be satisfied. And we see the pattern throughout Scripture. Israel, when they sinned, they were never satisfied with what Yahweh did. I don't care what He did, they were never content. Their heart was never satisfied. They were never pleased with what He was doing. They would murmur and they would complain. And when you find yourself doing that, you know that you have not learned contentment. You know that you are not blessed with your lot in life. For me to endure this, you thank Him and you bless Him. Because you're in the knowledge and you have the understanding and the strength of Yahshua, then you can do all things. You have the strength to do what He commands you to do. And the reason we don't have the strength, because we are not in Yahshua. We're in our own carnal flesh. And our flesh is enmity against the Torah of Yahweh. It is not subject to it. And neither indeed can it be. So we're in Yahshua that we can do all, we can do all that Yahweh commands us to do. That is our strength. It is our hope. Why? Because He gives us understanding of the purpose of Yahweh. And as we understand that purpose of Yahweh, knowing who He is, then our hearts are very thoroughly pleased with Him. Why? Because we know that this life is only for a short, scant measure. It is going to be over with. It's not going to last for 100 years. You're not going to live that long. You're going to die. You're going to leave this world. You're going to die. And that is a real reality. You better begin to deal with that one. And knowing that, you'll begin to prepare yourself. You're going to die. You're going to leave this world. You're going to die. And that's a fact.